The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
No.
And we are broadcasting live from the Ohio Star Theater. And I am just so honored to have next to me Dr. Dan Miller, who is the owner of Dutchman Hospitality. And Dr. Dan, it is such a privilege to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being asked to be here.
And I understand this is 50th anniversary this year, correct?
It is, yes.
Well, walk us through the birth of Dutchman Hospitality. It has grown to be an incredible business, but how did it begin?
1969, my father-in-law, Emmanuel Mullet, brother-in-law, Bob Miller, and a third person, each bought a small restaurant. Each put $6,000 together. Bought a 75-seat restaurant.
Was that in Walnut Creek?
In Walnut Creek. Yeah. That an Amish family had started just a few years before that.
Yeah.
But because it was growing and the Amish couldn't have electricity and a few other things, it was available. And it was probably partly a lucky thing of being at the right place at the right time. Because in 1969, there were very few tourists, but we did have an Amish Mennonite community, which was attractive to tourists. But, you know, you can't come in and experience the food of the Amish unless you have a restaurant.
Sure.
Because you can't visit their homes, at least not that many. So that's how it started. And I always said the company was built on two pillars, faith and culture. And they kind of intersect, and yet they also expand. And so the company defined who we were. We were people of faith, and that included not being open on Sunday, included not having alcohol or tobacco. Culture, we stress things like transparency, honesty, cleanliness, providing a safe and comfortable environment for both our employees and also tourists. And just a few basic things. We weren't sophisticated people with a lot of experience or background.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Well, believe it or not, my wife and I visited that restaurant many times in 1970.
Did you really?
Yes, we lived in Dover.
Yes.
We lived in Dover and came over often in 1970. So that was just a year after you bought it.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, when did you see that this could grow into what it has become? I wouldn't call it an empire, but it is an incredibly successful and very large business. How many locations do you have total in Dutchman Hospitality?
Well, we have five restaurants in Ohio with gift shops, and two of them have hotels.
Right.
And we have one
in Sarasota.
In Sarasota, both restaurant and hotel. So we have six altogether. You know, I guess part of it is if you build it, they'll come. That's part of it.
Well, you are surrounded by cornfields.
Yes. But, tourism exploded,
It
was true. We bought Dutch Valley here about 10 years later, and
Now, then, at this location, was there a restaurant here?
It was Dutch Valley.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yes, and so, you know, it was just a matter of trying to locate mostly in Mennonite Amish locations, partly because of the labor that was favorable there.
Sure.
And also people would come to visit those communities, which were very attractive to tourists.
Sure.
Tourists, it's amazing. If we talk to tourists now, a lot of them stress the fact that they would like to come to a place that's quiet, safe, and provides kind of a slower pace of life, which people are looking for.
Yeah. Anyone who stays in the Carlisle or any of your other facilities, the minute you walk in the door, you realize you cut no corners. You cut no corners, absolute highest quality of workmanship in your wood and so forth. I know that was intentional. Why was that so important to you, that the quality be just superb?
Well, I think that's part
of... Because you could have done it a lot cheaper.
It's part of who we are, too. And we had available some excellent builders, and also the materials were here. That's the only way we knew how to build, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we built more with a long term in view than a short term.
Yeah. Now, you were a physician.
Yes.
What specialty?
I was in family medicine.
Family medicine. God bless you.
Graduated from Ohio State. And Mary and I came back to the community in 1966. And our office was right across the alley from the Dutchman. So we kind of saw that being renovated from a hardware store to a restaurant. And in 1979, we had the chance of getting involved as far as purchasing some assets. My father-in-law gave his stock to a church, his local church, and we bought that stock so the church could put up a new building. And
how wonderful.
But I practiced until 2004, although I was always on the board and have been board chairman for many years. So in 2004, I retired, and Mary and I find the affiliation we have extremely satisfying. It's a social aspect of our lives, meeting people.
Well, I was going to ask you, you're retired now and have been for a few years. As you look back on the growth, the expansion of Dutchman Hospitality, what is most rewarding to you as you look and see what God has done and what has transpired here?
It's undoubtedly the service aspect of the hospitality industry and talking to people who come back three, four times a year.
Yeah.
And we talk to people who come to our restaurants almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
They travel 30 or 40 miles. That's remarkable to us. And it means that we have employees that relate to our customers in a very special way. They really do. It's not, we don't do that. It's our people that work for us.
In 1969, when this enterprise was born, did you have any clue at where it would be in 2019? Did you have even an inkling of a theater and multiple restaurants and multiple hotels? Did you have any clue of that?
No, I don't think so. You know, we probably don't do a real sophisticated way of making 5 or 10 year plans. It just kind of happens.
I think that's the best.
I sometimes say it's like a clock that doesn't work. It still is right twice a day.
Twice a day, yeah.
So maybe that was our pattern. I don't know.
Well, Dr. Dan, thank you for your dedication. You have impacted multiplied thousands of people and given them a place, a retreat to relax, to refresh, to be entertained, to be inspired. And I think God has used you and the entire family in marvelous ways. And I thank you for allowing yourself to be available to God to do that through you.
Yeah. And I should also mention management. Success in a business is so determined by management.
Yeah,
and
very
we've
true.
Been very fortunate in having good management. That's extremely important. But it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad
that
I
My pleasure completely. Dr. Dan Miller, and you're the chairman of the board for Dutchman Hospitality. What a great delight to have you today. God bless you. We need to take a quick break, and we will continue here in Sugar Creek, Ohio. Back in Sugar Creek, Ohio. Okay, this is live radio. I have no idea what I did. I've got Martha Bolton here, and she must have said something that triggered the FCC to knock us off the air or something. What did you say, Martha?
I don't know, but I'm sure the letter will be in the mail soon.
For some reason, we got bumped off, but we are back, and I'm with Martha Bolton, who did the stage play for A Simple Sanctuary. And I am honestly curious about how you do this. This is a stage adaptation of a novel.
Right, by Beverly Lewis and her husband Dave.
Best-selling author,
yes,
obviously,
yeah.
New York Times. And best-selling author numerous times.
Exactly. And we were intrigued by the story. And thought, you know, well, this is kind of interesting to have happen in Amish country. So,
it's a Russian spy thriller in Sugar Creek, in Amish country.
And cream pie. What more?
And whoopie pies.
Exactly. So, you know, we read the book, of course, and then sit down. And the team, we go through and decide how we want to present it, and then I go home and write the script, and then the music gets added. Wally Nason writes the
music.
Well,
now, who contacted who in this case? Did Beverly Lewis come to you and say, I think this book would make a great musical, or did you contact Beverly Lewis and say, I just read your book, and I think we can make a stage play out of it?
I ran into Beverly at a store. No.
We were in Walmart.
We
were in Walmart and just got to talking.
Our buggies hit, and then there you go. Shopping carts hit. But no, we had already done the confession that Beverly had written, so we were already experienced with, you know, adapting her books to the stage, and she was well pleased with it, you know. So she, when we decided we wanted to do another Beverly Lewis book, then she gave us some suggestions of what, you know, would be good too, and we went through the suggestions, and we had turned in suggestions, and we decided on Sanctuary that she had co-written with her husband. And
now you talk about the team getting together.
Yes.
Who's the team?
Dan Postuma, and he's the producer, and then Wally Nason.
He's with Bluegate Musicals.
Bluegate Musicals,
yeah, okay.
along with Mel Riesecker. And then Wally Nason is the composer. Jamie Janiskowski is our publicity.
Yeah, say that 10 times in a row.
And then I'm the playwright. So,
All the music is original?
Yes.
All of the music is original?
Always, yeah. I mean, once in a while we'll have, if it's a Christmas show, there may be a Christmas carol here and there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's all original.
And how...
A lot of work goes into these plays.
Oh, I know. I don't think most people understand. I think I do because I've been involved in similar to that.
Yeah.
But it's an enormous amount of work and enormous amount of collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one thing, you know, if we have to change something in this area, then this area has to change, and everybody, you know, works together to make it hopefully great production.
I worked in engineering and aircraft for a very short time, back when they were developing the DC-10. And it amazed me because if you change one part, it changed everything else on the whole airplane. You know, and I think that's similar.
The same,
How long was the process between when, hey, let's do a simple sanctuary before it was finished? How long?
Well, how we usually work is we're working on two or three at the same time.
Really?
So, yeah.
See, I can never do that.
Yeah.
I can
right
never
now,
do that. I don't multitask.
Right now we're working, finishing up the Christmas tree ship, and we're already working on what's coming out for the following
Wait
year.
Wait a minute. The Christmas tree ship is not done?
Well, we're finishing it. It's...
I should hope so. It's going to be on the stage soon.
No, but it's there. It's there. We know when we're this is our process. We know we've got it all under control. We know. But we're finishing, you know, just doing the polishing of it and whatnot, and getting the musical getting the music produced and everything.
So. I got to take a break, Martha. We're with Martha Bolton, and we want to learn more about Martha. She has an incredible story, really an incredible story. And we want to talk about Simple Sanctuary and the Ohio Star Theater, so much more to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this top of the hour break.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.